Good evening, Holland.
Jim, thank you for having me, and it is great to hear you. I'm so glad you're back. You sound like a million bucks.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Of course, after inflation, I mean that.
That's right. It used to be serious money.
Yeah, that's right. After inflation, I sound like 300,000 bucks. Oh, well, anyway. No, I appreciate that very much. What got you interested in this? It's quite a comprehensive list. We're going to plunge right into it, but I'm just curious. What got you interested in this? This is not really your standard area of expertise.
You've introduced me in the past as a talk radio consultant, and talk radio has been frustrating me on the topic of inflation, because when you channel surf around talk radio, all you hear is a blame game. Everybody's crabbing about whose fault it is. And I think it's a crying shame that we don't use talk radio to invite our listeners to tell each other how we're getting along these days. And that is the genesis of the ebook that I'm publishing. It's called Inflation Hacks, Save Those Benjamins. And I've set up a blog at the website, andyoucanquoteme.com, because that's the scheme. We're just going to have everybody pile on the suggestions, and I'm going to keep revising the book. So once you get the book, you get free updates every time I revise the book, because people keep kicking in suggestions. So I wanted to turn talk radio into the kind of two-way radio that it does best.
Outstanding. And you would do that, of course, at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. So you've refinanced your mortgage. Walmart is now your grocery store. You're buying in bulk a pallet. Really? You've gone online to see how much your car is worth, and the app asked if the tank was empty or full. You're looking for loose change under the sofa cushions, and there's still too much month left at the end of the money. Well, that's what Holland Cook can do for us tonight. First of all, we need to take a look at luxuries versus necessities, right?
What do you want as opposed to what do you need? And if you're clever and creative and resourceful enough about what you need, you might actually be able to afford some of the things you want. If you want to go to a baseball game, eat a big dinner at home so you can afford the tickets rather than spending all your money on refreshments at the ballpark.
Something else to keep in mind, instead of taking a second mortgage to take a family to a Major League Baseball game, if there's a AAA farm club nearby, you'll find the quality of play is pretty close to Major League level, and the prices are so much lower.
It's a real Norman Rockwell scene, too. You know, it's a slice of Americana. One of my college roommates is in Portland, Maine, and he's dragged me off to a couple of AA Portland Sea Dogs games. It's a Red Sox affiliate. And AA is really where the action is. And my pal Larry dismisses AAA as spare parts. He says the real stars of tomorrow are in AA, and you can afford the hot dog.
Point well taken. Ethan calls in from Cleveland tonight to talk to Holland Cook. Good evening, Ethan.
Good evening. Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you.
I kind of wanted to ask on how your guest could have thought to prevent this mess in the first place.
The old gag is that inflation is being broke with a lot of money in your pocket, and that's how it kind of feels lately. But I actually Googled the term, and what Google spit back sounds like a newscast. Here's the quote. The main contributing factors include increase in the money supply, worker shortages and rising wages, supply chain disruption, as well as fossil fuel policies. And obviously, post-pandemic, the new normal is neither. But there was Uncle Sam with the best of intentions running the printing press day and night, because we were faced with what they were telling us was a unique coronavirus like nothing we've ever seen before. So better safe than sorry. And everybody needed the dough. And maybe we erred on the side of printing too much money. You see the help wanted sign everywhere now. It's a seller's market no matter what you do. And the big enchilada is obviously at the gas station. Even though the prices are coming down now, it's still punishing, even if you've cut back your driving, because everything you buy had to get delivered. Ethan, I don't know how old you are. Jim and I are baby boomers, and we heard the stories from our parents who were children of the Depression, perhaps amplified in the retelling, but the way my mom used to tell it, Hershey bars were the size of a license plate, and a nickel was a lot of dough. So here we are.
Back in my day. Sorry, geezer moment there. Again, if you've got something to contribute, you can do it two ways. One, you can call in at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626, or you can go to the website, andyoucanquoteme.com, and add a thought there, andyoucanquoteme.com. All right. We've got more to come here in just a moment. Welcome back to the Jim Bohannon Show, and our guest, radio consultant and all-around smart guy, Holland Cook, who's got a new e-book out called Inflation Hacks, Save Those Benjamins. And again, take a gander at the website, andyoucanquoteme.com. Here's a call from Lisa in Cary, North Carolina. Good evening, Lisa.
I have two questions, actually, and I don't know if you'll have time for both of them, but
yes, we will. We have a 2-for-1 sale going.
Wonderful. I have just found, I'm a registered nurse. I'm also disabled, so I get Social Security disability. So I just found a job working from home, catches that it's a 1099. So I just can't find any information as to how much I can deduct on my taxes as far as, like, does electricity bills count, you know, my cell phone, computer I bought, you know, things like that.
Yeah, my wife is actually a CPA, but this is way past her bedtime. However, the guy who does my taxes had a pleasant surprise for me a couple of years ago, because if you are self-employed, there apparently is a formula, numerator and denominator, where you can take a certain percent of your mortgage or rent and the utilities, et cetera, for workspace that is allocated specifically to producing your income. So you're not alone, Lisa. And certainly you want to get the tax advice from a tax professional. But as it's been explained to me, there's help.
All right. You had a second point, I believe, Lisa?
I have approximately $40,000 that is actually money in my safe at home. Thank goodness nobody knows my address. I need to know, is it better to keep it just where it's at? Because I have heard that if keep your money in the savings account and we go into, like, say, a depression, they can actually take your money from your savings account.
Well, you should always have some cash. Squirrel away some just-in-case money. If you have to break the glass, there it will be. And tune out all of these ads you hear hawking gold, because every reputable financial advisor that I have ever asked about this says that the only people who are really getting ahead are the guys selling you the gold. And just imagine if there was some major financial calamity and suddenly everybody started dumping gold on the market and the price went through the floor. I've actually heard from several financial advisors who say you're better off stacking cans of tuna than accumulating gold, because you can't eat gold. And what a lot of the people who are posting suggestions on the blog are offering is the kinds of things that they're buying in bulk, things that freeze well, frozen fruits and vegetables. The rap on keeping a lot of cash, and you have a lot of cash comparatively, is inflation itself, that your money is rotting. And if you put it in the bank, they're only going to give you 1%. So while you want to have some cash at home, think about the things you will eventually use. And when you spot a deal on something and you have a place to store it, that's a very high return investment.
Thank you, Lisa. Good luck to you. And by the way, Holland, who made the most money off of the 1849 gold rush in California?
It was the guy selling the maps, picks, shovels, and Levi Strauss.
AndYouCanQuoteMe.com, AndYouCanQuoteMe.com, a compilation of smart ideas. Okay, here's something I read from your book. First things first, offer, don't ask, to renegotiate. What do you mean by that?
Renegotiate everything. And I speak from personal experience. I was getting the New York Times digital subscription, and it was $15 a month, and well worth more than that because it's just such a resource. But I'm looking at all the recurring charges on my credit card, and I called up the New York Times. I said, I got to cancel, and suddenly $15 turned into $4 a month. So squint at your credit card statement. What about that New Year's resolution for the gym membership you haven't used since February? What about the credit card itself? Many people who call the credit card that they use and ask for a lower rate will get one, because all these credit card companies have been reduced to stealing each other's customers. So try it. And if you don't get a lower rate, you're probably getting a bunch of junk mail from the other credit cards that want your business. Look for the ones that offer a 6 or 12 month introductory balance transfer at 0%. Because if you've got a balance on one credit card, you can at least move it over there and stop the clock for the 6 or 12 months at 0% interest. Something that in more normal times seemed like a good idea, for instance, is when you squint at your mortgage statement, there'll be a little box down at the bottom where if you want, you can fill in some extra principal. And if you got an extra $10, an extra $100 in any given month, you could literally be shaving thousands of dollars in interest off the back end of your loan. That is not necessarily your best bet anymore if you have any kind of credit card balance. I just did a refi on my mortgage a year ago, and I knocked it down to 3%. And the last time rates were that low, LBJ was president. So I did knock I knocked some dough off my monthly payment, but that's single-digit debt. And your credit card's probably charging a 16, 17% a month. So don't pay anything extra on your mortgage if you have anything on a credit card.
This is something that I think that a lot of people don't think that much about, because a credit card is instant money. Well,
just a little too instant.
Hey, yeah,
fall back
just
in love with cash. It doesn't come back to haunt you at the end of the month.
Yeah, we're going to come back and talk some more, learn about these inflation hacks from Holland Cook, his new ebook. And again, if you have a suggestion for the ebook, just go to the website andyoucanquoteme.com. Back with more on The Bohannon Show in just a moment. Welcome back to The Jim Bohannon Show at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626, as we talk with radio consultant Holland Cook, who, as he notes, among other things, he's been called frugal. Yes, he has. He's been called other things. And by the way, we should probably note this disclaimer. Holland Cook, your author and publisher, shall not be liable for your misuse of this material, nor any loss or damage caused or alleged to be caused directly or indirectly by the advice and surmise herein, which subsequent third-party changes may moot. This book is strictly for informational and educational purposes. Void where prohibited, batteries not included, some assembly required.
And now you've inoculated us against any kind of Alex Jones repercussions. Very good.
Yeah, exactly. Consider how fast you drive your car, and consider how often you check your tire pressure, the air pressure in your tires. Little things, but they can add up, can they not?
Well, you will be utterly unsurprised to know that the two most frequently asked questions I'm getting about inflation and the areas in which we're collecting the best suggestions are shopping for food and how can I afford to run my car? And the first question is, should you have that second car? A lot of jobs ended up as permanent work-at-home jobs. And if you've got a second car that's just sitting in the driveway, That is gold. I had to replace one of my cars about a year ago, and it was so on its last legs, I was told that it would not pass the looming state inspection. It was literally held together with Gorilla Glue and duct tape. So I thought I'd donate it to Habitat for Humanity and get a tax refund like I had done with a previous car. But the dealer that I was buying the replacement car from said, let me run it through the car wash. And he takes his manager out there. I can't believe they gave me $1,500 on trade-in for that car. I'm sure it's an organ donor now because the supply chain, you know, the parts shortage and the chips and everything, it's terrible. Do you need a second car? Because that's money that's otherwise just sitting in your driveway. But Jim, to your point, if you have one of those gauges on your dashboard about mileage, you won't believe what a difference your right foot can make. I think it's measuring manifold vacuum and computing all kinds of variables in there. But it's uncanny how if you just lighten up on the accelerator a little, your mileage goes from an average of something in the teens to something in the 20s to something in the 30s or better. So there's that. To your point about tire pressure, that's a really big deal, as is junk in the trunk. You know, here in New England, we're used to keeping things in the trunk so we don't get stuck in the snow in the winter. Headline news, it's August. Are you carting around more pounds than you need to? And as you said a minute ago, slow down a little. A AAA has calculated that for every 5 miles an hour you go over 50, it's like adding 25 cents to the cost of a gallon of gas. And even though the price per gallon is now down, I think they said this morning, 50 consecutive days in a row, it's still punishing. And I'm going to give you another website that is gold. It's, you may have heard of it, gasbuddy.com. You can enter your zip code. And I have seen as much as 20, even 30 cents a gallon difference just within one city here in Rhode Island. So you learn where the best deals are. Do you change your oil too often? I got a thing from AARP that says, ignore that sticker they left on your windshield that says, come back in 3,000 miles. Read your owner's manual, because most cars that are on the road today that might be using a synthetic oil that doesn't need to be changed nearly as often. And you know what happens every time you bring your car in for an oil change? They discover a few more things.
Yes, so, don't they? Call my wife. You know, tell her we're going to Tahiti.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Matt in Eastern North Carolina. Good evening, Matt.
Hello, Jim. Nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
And your guest, Holland, is very informative.
Yeah, but don't give me all the credit for this. I'm collecting ideas.
No.
Do you have one?
Well, yes, I do. A lot of what you said is common knowledge to a mechanic like myself. But it was very interesting about your car with the Gorilla Glue and duct tape.
It was a mess. I can't believe they gave me anything for that heap.
Who was the famous person in the past who said cash is king?
It's always nice to have some. You know, when Lisa called a couple of minutes ago and says she's got $40,000 in her mattress, that's a lot to keep at home. You know, these heartbreaking scenes we're seeing from Kentucky, there goes your home. You want to have some cash on hand in case it starts raining where you are, but maybe not that much, especially as inflation is eroding the buying power of your cash. And indeed, there are ways that you can actually take advantage of inflation. For instance, we were talking about your mortgage payment a couple of minutes ago. Squint at your mortgage. Do you see the initials PMI, Private Mortgage Insurance? You might be required to pay it if your balance is less than 80% of your home's value, but it may have just crossed that threshold because of inflation. You've seen what has gone on with home values. So there's that. And in terms of should I sit on some cash and hold off on a major purchase, shop around. You may want to make that major purchase now because prices are rising. See, that's the thing about inflation.
All right, let's talk to Paul in Martin, Tennessee. Good evening, Paul.
My wife goes to the store, and about the day before the meat goes out, you know, or the, you know, the, you're not supposed to sell it and so forth. So she goes to the store, and she buys a lot of meat. Now, is this a way that you, because she came back to me, she says, look, we're saving all of this money because it got it knocked down because it's, you know, $5 off or $7 or whatever it happens to be. She says, we put it in the freezer and we can save it. Is that really a good idea, or is that something that my wife is just onto because she likes, you know, steaks and pork chops and all of that kind of stuff?
I've often noticed that those great big frozen turkeys in the supermarket the day after Thanksgiving are a screaming deal. And who says we should just gobble gobble once a year? Throw one of those in your freezer. It's good eating. It's got as much protein as beef, but much less fat. But the wide angle shot on your question, Paul, I turn to a higher authority, our brother in the talk radio family, Clark Howard, who's got the first nickel he ever made. He really decoded these supermarket labels, which can be very confusing. Often you'll see best if used before a certain date. And that doesn't mean you can't use it after. That's just an indication of when flavor or quality are going to be best. If you see use by a certain date, that's the last date the product is at peak quality. And it's rather subjective other than for infant formula, which is regulated, but it's still safe to eat. When you see sell by a certain date, that tells the retailer how long it can stay on the shelf. And this will vary from state to state because of some regulations. Some states allow a discounted sale after the sell-by date. When it says freeze by a certain date, take it right home and throw it right in the freezer. And I got a great tip in the trade publication Supermarket News. It suggests that you will end up paying less using the robot in the self-checkout lane than if you go to the staffed registers. And there are more robots and fewer staffed registers because the help wanted sign is everywhere. But the beauty of the robo checkout is that there is zero temptation for impulse buying. When you go through the regular checkout line, you got all the supermarket magazines, you got all the candy, and you know what happens if you have your kids with you. So just do the robo checkout and make it a surgical strike. And I was asked about a buzzword you might be hearing a lot, shrinkflation. It is not your imagination. Forbes magazine actually reports that the bag of Doritos is now a half ounce smaller, averaging five fewer chips per. If you buy Aleve, it used to be 100 caplets, now it's 90, and is nothing sacred. Cottonelle Mega Roll toilet paper has shrunk from 340 sheets to 312 sheets. So you're not imagining things. The box of Raisin Bran is actually thinner, so maybe there's some poetry in life. If the Raisin Bran got thinner and the Cottonelle got shorter. But what you want to do is look at unit price.
Thank you, Paul. And more to come with our guest, Holland Cook, again. And youcanquoteme.com, great website. You can contribute to Holland's ebook, Inflation Hacks. Back with more calls at 1-866-50-JIMBO in just a moment. Welcome back to the Jim Bohannon Show. Inflation Hacks, Save Those Benjamins, an ebook by our guest, Holland Cook. And be sure to offer your thoughts to same at the website, andyoucanquoteme.com. Here is Bill listening to KDKA in Pittsburgh. Hello, Bill.
Oh, good morning, Jim, and good morning, Holland. I made the huge blunder of deciding to build a home in the worst economy in 40 years. And I have found every single hack you could possibly find to save a nickel everywhere I can. To start with, you know, this goes out to other folks, and Holland's probably familiar with this too. there are, you know, what they call MVP or pro accounts you can get at your local box lot stores to buy your materials. And when he said you can negotiate everything, that's the absolute truth. I have saved probably somewhere in the area of about $85,000 on the materials for that 2,000 square foot house simply by bouncing it back and forth. Well, I can buy it over here at this box store for this. Well, I think we can do a little better, and we'll do it just so they can move some inventory. And if you're, you know, fastidious, takes a little extra work, and you look it up, you'll save a lot of money. The other thing is, I pay for a lot of things. I'll go to a local grocery chain here who offers what they call fuel perks, and you buy a gift card. I have about $1,200 in free gasoline by using those gift cards to pay for the materials for the house.
Wow.
Interesting stuff. Yeah. Boy, you especially should go to the website andyoucanquoteme.com, Bill.
Bill's story is about how lazy we might have been not shopping around as much as he describes he is now shopping around.
We have just never felt compelled to do a lot of things that suddenly we're feeling compelled to do. And they're not terrible. They're not odious. They just require a little discipline.
And good timing as well. Here it is, the heart of summer. Right now, the beach is packed. And you can get a great deal if you're shopping for shorts, sandals, a lot of summer stuff. The reason being that they want to clear it out because it's time to put the back to school stuff on the shelves. Timing is everything. Best time of the year, the best day, circle this on your calendar, to buy Christmas cards or wrapping paper is December 26th. I just bought a fake Christmas tree that is so real it almost smells like a living tree. And this thing, list price is $1,000. I got it for $400 in January. So timing is everything. And Bill also mentioned gift cards. If Santa was generous with you and you're sitting on gift cards, you can sell them on websites. One's called cardcash.com, and the other one is called giftcards.com. You will sell them at a discount, of course, but if it's just gathering dust in a drawer, turn it into cash, and these websites work both ways. You can buy discounted gift cards online, again, at a discount, but it's like free money that people just might have forgotten they had. So rummage through your drawers.
More inflation hacks when we come back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Jim Bohannon Show with Holland Cook. He is the author of the ebook Inflation Hacks, Save Those Benjamins. Learn more or even contribute by going to the website andyoucanquoteme.com. Sandy in New York didn't wish to stay on the line to talk with Holland, even though, of course, this is a toll-free number, 1-866-50-JIMBO. She had us pass along off the air that you can use fans instead of air conditioning. Now we're getting into an area where you really are showing a lot of discipline.
That is frugal. We were talking a little earlier about timing. You know, timing is everything. And at the beginning of the hour, you mentioned how for a lot of folks, Walmart is the new grocery store. Walmart and Target are great places to shop right now for things like TVs and small kitchen appliances. There's a lot of stuff that they're trying to move around and move out because so many people go there grocery shopping now and they want to reallocate space. So if you've been planning a small appliance purchase, sniff around at Walmart and Target.
Here's a call from Ann in Connecticut. Good evening, Ann.
I wanted to make a comment about the back-to-school supplies. Even if you don't have a student in the house or any little children in the house, this is the time of year when it's back-to-school sales. I like to stock up on supplies for the household, things like pens, pencils. If you have a home office, things like folders, all kinds of things that you can save a tremendous amount of money on, erasers, things like that.
Yeah, you know where else is a great place to buy school supplies and almost everything else is these dollar stores. If you have a Dollar General or a Family Dollar or a Dollar Tree near you, greeting cards, for instance. Next time you're in CVS or Walgreens or any drugstore that's got the big rack of retail price Christmas cards, look at the price on the back of that card. It might be like $6.95. Go pay a dollar. They've got a rack just as big at these dollar stores. There was some snickering lately by newscasters who were reporting that one of them, I think it was Dollar Tree, finally had to price certain things at $1.25. Well, it's a snapshot of inflation. But it's still a great place to buy certain things because the price is right.
Name brands. I mean, there are people out there who may have absorbed much of what Holland has to say tonight, but, hey, I got to have my name brands. Rum, Bacardi, thank you. I'm not not paying for some cheap substitute. Your advice for those people?
If you really like Bacardi rum, buy Castillo. It comes off the same line. Vodka, which is probably the number one spirit, they all start at an ethanol plant somewhere. And as long as you distill it one more time, you can put a label on it. And those Belvedere and Chopin and Grey Goose bottles are a work of art, aren't they? But it's the bottle you're paying for. And you might want to look at the end caps in the liquor store, because in addition to the expensive bottle, it's how many times do they distill the darn thing. And you might find some brands you don't recognize that are distilled 5, 7, even 10 times. It still gets the job done. And Jim, I assure you, I'd only say that after a rigorous series of tests.
Oh, well, absolutely. And Holland sacrificed his own liver that you might be better informed.
Why do they call it Starbucks? They ought to call it $5. I was brand loyal. You know, I would go to the supermarket, and I was brand loyal to the beans from Starbucks that you can buy at the supermarket. And you take them home and grind them up, and it tastes just as burnt as the stuff you get in the store. I've switched to the store brand beans. Who knew? I actually like it better, and it's half the price. These store brands are a real bargain, and for all we know, it's the same product. If you go through a CVS, for instance, you see the national name brand pill, ibuprofen, for instance, Aleve or whatever it is, and right next to it on the shelf, you have the look-alike package for the CVS brand. You compare the ingredients, it's the same thing. The price is a whole lot different because CVS owns that real estate and they haven't had to pay gazillions of dollars to make you brand loyal to Aleve. And a lot of these private label deals are very hush-hush. If you love Costco, for instance, you probably buy a lot of Kirkland products. Kirkland batteries are made by Duracell, but it doesn't say so on the label. And there's a lot of stuff in Trader Joe's that is manufactured by famous brands under the QT that they don't tell tales. It is supposed to be seen as Trader Joe's stuff. And it's a good piece of business for the major brand because they keep the conveyor belt running. But compare unit price, compare ingredients, and you can save a lot of money, and I swear, in a blind taste test, you won't be able to tell the difference.
A good friend of both of ours is an attorney who runs a website called Scamicide.com, Steve Weissman.
Yes.
And one of the tips you have in your inflation hacks is avoid ripoffs, because there are a lot of people out there who love to take your money.
Yeah, as Steve says, there's a reason they're called scam artists. And it really is an art. You know, these spam texts you get all day, whatever you do, don't click on it. Somebody's telling you that your payment is due or that you've just been awarded a gift card or something. The minute you click on that, they're into your phone and all the passwords and contacts you have in there. If you use your phone for online banking or bill paying, you're going to have a major headache. Steve's website, Scamicide.com, has a scam of the day. And he is all over this. As Steve says, trust me, you can't trust anyone.
If you have a room to rent, what tips can you offer us in these inflation-ridden times?
Check references. As a long-suffering landlord, I learned that the hard way. But Airbnb has been a godsend for a lot of people who have more house than they need. And if you have a room you can rent out, particularly if it is in a seasonably attractive area, if you have an extra room in Vermont during ski season, you know, I live at the beach. If you have a room in July or August at a resort area, any kind of summer haven, that's gold. And the calculus for a real estate rental is very simple. The tenants put up the mortgage and you put up with the tenant.
That's great. And one more before we'll say goodnight to Holland Cook, and that is ask for a raise. Really? I mean, that's so basic.
The help wanted sign is everywhere, and you may have been given additional duties because times are tough at work or because they're shorthanded at work. So the boss ought to appreciate you even more. And if you have been given extra duties, if you got a couple extra bucks for it, the boss is still paying less than if there were two of you. So we keep hearing about supply chain, and you tend to think semiconductor chips, but nothing is in shorter supply than what you see in the mirror. So sit down with your boss and say, how can we help each other?
All right. Great stuff. Holland Cook, again, his new ebook is Inflation Hacks, Save Those Benjamins. And you can learn more at the website, andyoucanquoteme.com.